Good evening. This is the KRFP Evening Report for Wednesday, July 10th, 2013. I'm Lee Robartis in the news tonight. Man arrested in Lewiston and charged with lapway murder. Montana Fish, Wildlife and Parks Commission votes to increase wolf bag limits near Yellowstone. And train derailment in eastern Oregon. We'll have details on those stories and more coming up on the KRFP Evening Report. And live in the KRFP studios in Moscow, Idaho, I'm Lee Robartis, and this is the KRFP Evening Report. The National Weather Service issued a high wildfire danger warning for most of eastern Washington and eastern Oregon today. The warning will be in effect until tomorrow afternoon. The red flag warning area includes Pullman, Spokane, Ellensburg, Wenatchee, Yakima, Moses Lake, the Tri-Cities, and Walla Walla. The Oregon cities of The Dalles, Hermiston, and Pendleton are also in the warning area. The warning was issued because of high temperatures, low humidity, and breezy winds throughout the region. In addition, there is a risk of dry lightning on the Palouse tonight and early tomorrow. The time of highest risk was expected to be between 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. today. The agency says any wildfire that starts could spread rapidly. Oregon State Police say a small amount of a hazardous chemical mixture consisting mostly of lye was released when a train derailed in eastern Oregon very early this morning. Union Pacific Railroad said 28 cars on an 82-car freight train heading from Nebraska to a location near Portland were derailed southeast of LaGrande. Sergeant Kyle Hove of the Oregon State Police told the Associated Press the release seemed like a leak from a valve. Police told those in a few nearby businesses and about a dozen nearby homes to evacuate as a precaution, but later allowed people back. Hot Lake Springs Resort owner Lee Manuel said about a dozen guests had to leave his business at about 2 a.m. today because of the derailment. The Montana Fish, Wildlife and Parks Commission today voted to increase the bag limit for wolf hunting north of Yellowstone National Park. The new bag limit in two wolf management units is one per hunter per year per unit, and the total number of wolves that can be killed in each of the units is seven per year. Park administrators and scientists have said recently a plan by the commission to increase the number of wolves that can be hunted north of Yellowstone Park seemed to be an attempt to greatly cull the Yellowstone wolf population. Commission Chair Dan Vermillion said the limits are an attempt to reach middle ground between the desires of ranchers north of the park in the Gardner area and Yellowstone scientists. Vermillion said it's not going to cause a long-term threat to the wolf population there. Nez Perce County jail officials say 37-year-old Raymond Scott of Lewiston was booked on the charge of murder after he fled after an altercation in Lapway yesterday. Nez Perce Tribal Police assisted in a medical call in which a person was unresponsive and had head trauma. The victim, whose name has not been released, died at 2 a.m. today. A manhunt was launched for Scott, who was found in Lewiston at around 6 p.m. yesterday. FBI media coordinator Deborah Bertram issued a statement last night while the victim was still alive at St. Joseph Regional Medical Center. The statement from Bertram said, "The FBI Salt Lake City Division has responded to an incident on the Nez Perce Indian Reservation, and we are currently investigating the matter in collaboration with investigators from other law enforcement agencies. At this time, information available for release is limited. However, I can confirm that an adult male was taken to the hospital with serious injuries after an altercation." The Columbia Basin Investigation Team is assisting the Adams County Sheriff's Office after two men were found shot to death in an orchard near Othello this morning. The dead have been identified as 39-year-old Juan Luis Rizo Torres and 29-year-old Ruben Gonzalez Navarrete, both of Othello. Adams County Sheriff's deputies responded to a call from the orchard at 3 a.m., and police believe the shooting took place between 5 p.m. and 10 p.m. yesterday. The Spokane City Council last night voted to accept a nearly $400,000 low bid from Red Diamond Construction to build 6 miles of new bike lanes on downtown streets. The project has been funded with money primarily from the Government Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality Improvement Grant Program under the auspices of the Federal Highway Administration. Some of the new lanes will be separated from traffic, and some will require moving curbs away from vehicle traffic lanes to make room for the bikes. In some places, the new lanes will be painted on the pavement. The project also includes shared-use bike and vehicle lanes. The new lanes will be east-west on 4th, 2nd, 1st, and Sprague Streets downtown. They will augment a network of mostly north-south bike lanes downtown. The vote marks a major early step towards enacting Spokane's master bike plan, which city officials adopted along with a new city comprehensive plan in 2009. Moscow Mayor Nancy Cheney introduced First Lady Michelle Obama this morning at a Let's Move Cities, Towns, and Counties celebration in Washington, D.C. The celebration was hosted by Obama and follows a National League of Cities Let's Move Cities, Towns, and Counties meeting attended by Cheney and others. Let's Move is an initiative to prevent childhood obesity and make communities healthier. Washington Senate Majority Leader Rodney Tom, a Democrat from Medina, plans to introduce a bill next year that would fine lawmakers $250 for every day they are in overtime session. Tom said he'll also propose stopping lawmakers $90 per diem for meals and expenses during special sessions. According to Tom, we don't have enough of a forcing function to get us out of town. The state constitution sets the duration of legislative sessions at 105 days in odd-numbered years and 60 days in even-numbered years. King County prosecutors filed charges yesterday against a Las Vegas man arrested July 3rd near the University of Washington. Papers filed by Deputy Prosecutor Daniel Carew say 22-year-old Justin Jasper was arrested in a stolen truck in possession of 6 homemade firebombs, a double-barreled shotgun, a rifle, body armor, and multiple knives. Jasper was charged with possession of a stolen vehicle, 2 counts of possession of a stolen firearm, and possession of an incendiary device. Police say Jasper also had maps to 3 Seattle-area campuses and a recording stating he planned to do something in the West to support protesters demanding reform in Brazil. Prosecutors asked bail be maintained at $2 million, citing, quote, the likelihood the defendant will commit a violent offense. Prosecutors say Jasper was, quote, an extreme risk to community safety if released. Jasper's arraignment was set for July 22nd. Well, that's it for the KRFP evening report for tonight. Taking a look at the weather from the National Weather Service. Scattered thunderstorms mainly after midnight, partly cloudy, low 54. Southwest winds 5 to 15, gusts up to 20. Isolated thunderstorms before noon tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 79. West winds 10 to 15, gusts up to 20. Mostly clear Thursday night, low 48, west winds gusts up to 20, sustained west winds 10 to 15, mostly sunny, high 78, Friday, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, Friday night, partly cloudy, low 49, and sunny throughout the weekend, highs 76 Saturday, 82 on Sunday, and mostly clear, low 48 on Saturday night. Currently at the Pullman Moscow Regional Airport, fair skies, 88 degrees. Thanks for tuning in to the KRFP Evening Report. Tonight, coming up at 6, we have Community Forum, which is the sometimes alternate program for the scheduled sustainability segment. Tonight, we'll hear about the GMO labeling initiative in Washington State. That'll be followed at 6:30 by Flashpoints, the daily investigative news magazine from Pacifica Radio. And at 7:30, we will have episode 6 of Dove Creek, which is a locally written novel taking place on the Nez Perce Reservation, written by Clarkston author Paula Coomer and read by Coomer on the air in a serialized fashion throughout the summer here at KRFP Moscow Wednesday nights at 7:30. That'll be followed by World Waves with Catherine Bonzo and music and entertainment throughout the night here at KRFP Moscow. If you want to help KRFP Moscow keep newscasts like this on the air, plus the newscast you hear during Morning Mix, the recordings of local events and the public affairs shows, plus the music and arts programming you hear every day on Radio Free Moscow, be sure to become a member of Radio Free Moscow. Memberships are $35 a year, $20 for students and low income. You can mail your memberships to Radio Free Moscow, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. That's Radio Free Moscow, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843, or go to the Radio Free Moscow website to find out more ways to help Radio Free Moscow. I'm Lee Robartis. Joe Campbell assisted with tonight's newscast. Have a pleasant evening. This is KRFP Moscow.